Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Today we're gonna be talking about some trade rumors, but I'll let you guys know right away. These are not fun trade rumors. These are not good trade rumors to be talking about. We're discussing Ha-Sung Kim and the fact that it seems like he may get traded. I believe there's a Dennis Lynn article came out that kind of said, hey, it kind of makes a lot of sense for the Padres to trade him, even though people don't want to see that, even though we've said it before, we don't want to see that either. But he's expected to make like $130 to $150 million in a contract extension, and he only has 1 year left on his deal. He's a very valuable player. There's a lot of teams that need middle infielders, and it doesn't seem like the Padres are going to be a team that would go after to extend him. As we've seen this year, they're pretty short on cash, and they would be selling. I would say they'd be selling high on Kim where they're at. The only problem is it's also a 1 year deal, which is the same thing we just saw Juan Soto get traded for not much at all. So I don't think your return is that crazy. That's kind of my initial argument against it. But I also get it on the same side where it's like, okay, you're going to let this guy walk in a year. Either way, this is not something that I want to see. I mean, Chase, we were already talking about before, like, this is not a fun conversation. Like, we don't want to see Ha-Sung Kim get traded, but do you think it's realistic? Because the reports seem to be kind of starting to heat up a little bit where it's like, he's going to get a lot of interest, and there may even get to the point where there's a little bit of a bidding war. The difference with him and Soto is that Soto only had a few teams that could really like afford him to take on his salary and would risk it, you know, for like a 1 year deal. Kim is going to be viewed as like different. It's like a rental. And as the Padres have been on the other side of this, we're like, Padre fans are talking about trading for Max Kepler. It's like that. Other fan bases are going to be talking about trading for Ha-Sung Kim in that way. Kim's, I think, 28 right now. Amazing defender. He improved last year as a hitter, even though he fell off really hard at the end of the season. But most of the year, he had over an 800 OPS, and he is probably the best middle infielder defensively in the sport. So losing him would be a massive blow, and if you lost him, you'd be losing your three best players from last season with him, Blake Snell, and Juan Soto being gone. So this would be an absolute gut punch. But Chase, do you think it's possible?
It's more than a gut punch. It's like a 1-2-3 combo to the gut, like Mike Tyson style. You're losing the heart and soul of the team. You lost Juan Soto, who was your best hitter, one of the best hitters in baseball, if not the best hitter in baseball. You lost the best pitcher in baseball last year in Blake Snell. And then you're going to lose the heart and soul of the team in Ha-Sung Kim. I always say, when Ha-Sung Kim does well, the whole team does well. Ha-Sung Kim is electric. Every single person in the stands, what do they do when Ha-Sung Kim comes up to bat? Ha-Sung Kim. They're literally chanting the man's name every single at bat. I mean, you're going to lose a fan favorite. And yes, I know. Eventually, he's probably going to walk, because what he's going to make is going to be way more than what he was originally making, because he's been that good of a player. And I don't even think we've seen the full ceiling of Ha-Sung Kim. I think he could get better. He had a great season last year. He improved so much at the plate. He can steal bases. He's probably the best middle infielder defensively in baseball, like you said. And like I said, he's just the heart and soul of the team. The fans love him. It would be such a sucker punch to the Padres fan base compared to what they were supposed to do last year to, hey, guys, you know, we were supposed to go to the World Series last year and we missed playoffs. Not only did we miss playoffs, we traded Juan Soto. We lost Blake Snell. And, yeah, we're trading Ha-Sung Kim, too. Please come to our games. Oh, and we still don't have a left-handed pitcher. Hey. I mean, from a team perspective, I get it. Oh, shit.
All right, that was amazing, Chase. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I am keeping that in because we have never done that recording one time. That was awesome. When you're resituated, you're back?
We're good.
I'm keeping it in. Usually I cut stuff
out. Oh, no, please do. That just kind of shows how I feel about the whole Ha-Sung Kim situation. I don't want to talk about it.
Like, you had some idea you slammed your computer?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Literally, yesterday I was at work and I see a text from Isaac. That's the first thing I see. I like check my phone, I have a little break. Oh, Ha-Sung Kim is gone. Jazz is coming. I'm like, what? Shut the... And I'm like looking. I'm like, I run to the break room. I'm like looking up all the news outlets. I'm like, there's no way we just traded Kim. I was about to be upset the rest of the night. And then I was like, Isaac, I hate you, dude. Don't ever come in this group chat talking about Haseong Kim is trading and mess with me like that again, dude. That hurt my soul. I love Haseong Kim. I do realize that you could get quite a decent return from him. I know he's only going to be a rental, but at the same time, if you're trading for him, you might as well try to extend him. I mean, he's going to do good on any team he goes to. However, if we do trade him, like, hey, it's going to need to be for a left-handed pitcher. Like, it's going to be – it's not going to be prospects. We don't need prospects. We need starters. Like, we need a left-handed starter. We need a left-handed – we need a left-handed power first baseman, or we need a left fielder. We need a center fielder. We need something in return that could somewhat – fix this situation with getting rid of our fan favorite heart and soul of the team. Like, we need something good in return. It can't be prospects. If Prelu trades Kim's for prospects, I mean, we've already seen what kind of the deal is with prospects. Yeah, some of them work out really great. Some of them, they just don't come to fruition. I mean, we traded a lot for Juan Soto, and so far most of those guys has kind of just been meh. CJ Abrams had a pretty good year. Mackenzie Gore is still coming around, but who knows if they're going to be anything to what Juan Soto's career has been. So we've seen a lot of times where you trade a big-name player and you get, like, the top prospects of the farm system, but how many times do those top prospects actually pan out to be superstars? So if we trade Kim, it better be for some starters that can help us immediately.
Yeah, dude. And one thing, like, I haven't heard this, like, being talked about with Kim, but – and I don't think, like – I think people are trying to just – everyone wants to be, like, optimistic, right? And of course, like, I want to be, like, cautiously optimistic about this offseason. We've been pretty critical. We were pretty critical last year, but, like, we've kind of said it before. Like, we just want to kind of say our thoughts. Like, we don't want to be like, oh, yeah, go Potter. Like, we're always going to be super happy about it. Like, we think something's bad, dude. We're going to say, like, hey, I don't think this is a good spot. If they trade Haseong Kim, I get why it makes sense. Like you said, you get why it makes sense. Here's what I'm afraid of. Trade Haseong Kim. All right? Trade Juan Soto. You're not competitive next year. And do you start trading other guys the year after that? Oh, you don't make too much money? You're losing a lot of money? That's really scary because, Chase, I think we've seen what happens when teams do that. They trade off their big contracts. And it's like all of a sudden from last year coming in where it's like, we're going to be able to extend Juan Soto. Like, that's what we thought. Like, we were like thinking like, dude, you should be able to extend Juan Soto. And for anyone saying like, oh, he was going to test the open market. Yeah, that's true. But everything that he said was that he wanted to come back in San Diego. Yeah, you got to match those big offers. But he wanted to come back in San Diego. And it seemed like he would take if the Padres matched the other team's bigger offers, he would take the Padres side. That's what it seemed like to me. And that's what Hector Gomez, who was absolute money on everything Juan Soto related the whole time, kept saying over and over again. So it gets to the point where now I'm like, dude, are we going to go from you potentially have, you know, the two building blocks of Fernando Tatis and Juan Soto, and you have a vet in Manny Machado to, okay, you have some prospects. Like, you got good prospects. Don't get me wrong. You got Ethan Salas, right? Like, you got some guys coming up. You got Jackson Merrill. You still have Fernando Tatis, but then all of a sudden Manny Machado is traded, or, you know, you're like, dude, this Xander Bogaerts contract isn't good, and you trade Xander Bogaerts, or you dump Yu Darvish, and you like don't have a good team, and you go from having two 24-year-olds, also Haseong Kim in this discussion too, because he was 27, you know, a year ago, oh, 27-year-old, you know, Haseong Kim, two 24-year-old superstars, and it's like all of a sudden you go and you're like, okay, now we're just selling off guys, the roster isn't good, and we're going back into a rebuild mode. That is like my like nightmare scenario for the Padres. And even though I get why you're moving off of Haseong Kim, in my head at least, it makes it feel like it's getting closer to that scenario, which is the absolute worst case scenario. If we see them go, oh, like, dude, we got to trade like Manny. Chase, I mean, you told me that that seems like it's like, dude, what everything fell apart. Everything fell apart in so quickly. So that's what I'm afraid of. I'm not saying that's my expectation for what's going to happen. That's just like my nightmare scenario. And I feel like this in my head, at least, like, adds to it. I know that's a little crazy, but
But wouldn't that be the most Padres thing ever?
Well, that's what I'm.
You can't tell me another team that would have gone through the same exact thing and be like, you know what? Yeah, that sounds like the Padres. You can't think of another team that would be in that situation and be like, wow, they had all that talent and didn't do anything with it. Yeah, you know, that's the Dodgers would make it to the World Series. Every other team would at least do better than what we did. I mean, you can compare it to the A's where they would get really good players, but they'd let them walk because they didn't want to pay them. That's not even that situation. The Padres paid them and they just still sucked.
It is like a scary situation, right? Like, you feel that way? Like, yeah. that's why I'm against the move. That I don't like, okay, you let them walk or whatever, but it's like, you gotta make money this year. You gotta be good. You gotta be competitive. And baseball is so much different than other sports where it's like in the NFL or like the NBA, it's like, okay, we're just going to tank. We're going to tank for a couple years. I mean, NFL is a little bit differently, but like we're in like the NBA, like you tank hard, right? You don't really, it's not really a thing in baseball. Like you
just have to. There's not an instant player.
No, exactly. So it's like, that's why it just scares me, dude. And that's like, that's why I don't want to see them trade Kim. I don't want to see them get into this spot. Losing those three guys in one offseason is brutal. It is so awful. And yeah, maybe let's say that Kim isn't quite as good as he was this year, which Chase, you said that you think he could get a little bit better. I think he could too, because his numbers, you know, before the last month, like he slumped so hard in the last month. If he wouldn't have done that, he would have had, I think, like 5 WAR on FanGraphs, like 4.5, like plus F WAR, which is nuts. And Blake Snell won the Cy Young. Juan Soto, despite having probably his worst hitting season of his career because of that early like month and a half, like that first like 6 weeks, and also playing in statistically the hardest park to hit in, was a top 10 hitter on basically every single category. That was his horrible year. It was top 10 across the board. Like, it's hard to replace, man. It's hard to replace. And that's where it's like, and we're also not seeing them like make replacements. Like, we're seeing them make smart moves. I'm not disagreeing there. Like, you're seeing them make the bullpen moves, but trading Kim, like, that is just, what do you say? You said it was a Mike Tyson combo. I think you're right, dude. I think it is a Mike Tyson combo.
It, like, I would understand it. However, from a fan perspective and from what the fan base has been through for the past 14 years, you're showing us that, yeah, the window of opportunity that was supposed to be open for the next 10 years could just be slammed shut. Just like that. We went from, hey, we're World Series favorites in 2023 to crap, we're rebuilding. We got to tear a team apart. We got to save money. We got to hope that these next wave of prospects is good, which wave, and that comes back to the whole thing. We need development. It always comes back to development. How many times have we talked about we need to be able to develop our own players, develop our own pitchers? Because if not, this window of opportunity is going to slam shut. And it is literally happening right now. So, yeah. No, I could talk about this for hours, but I'm going to cut myself off.
Okay. So, final thing on Ha-Seong Kim. Are you for or against trading Ha-Seong Kim in a nutshell?
I'm so far against. I know Isaac, if he was here, he would be arguing for it, but I'm so far against it just because you can't lose three of your best players in 1 year and expect everything to be okay. That's not how the MLB works.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you still got talent. Like, we're not arguing that you still got talent or anything like that, but it's just, like, it's a hard one to sell, bro. It's a hard one to sell to the fan base. And I was actually, just put that there, I was looking at some ticket prices recently. Those are not the same ticket prices I was looking at this time of the year last year. Like, those are completely different. They are way less. And you obviously have, like, the whole TV deal situation, which is really scary, and it's like, oh. And we don't know enough about that to be like hardcore judging it. That's what we don't. Like, we don't get super deep into it. But like, you can kind of feel a little bit. If anyone here, you know, listening is season ticket member, I was. You know how many emails I've got? since I said I'm not going to renew because I'm not going to be in San Diego next. It was because I'm not going to be in San Diego next summer. But you know how many emails I got? I have probably got 12 to 15 emails since late last season. Like since they were ending that. Probably 12 to 15. That sounds like you're desperate for money. And like we don't have the numbers in front of us, but it certainly feels that way, especially when you start trading these guys and especially when you're not making any moves. So it's getting scary, man. It's getting scary, and I really don't want to see them trade Ha-Sung Kim. I'm with you. My girlfriend loves Ha-Sung Kim. She's got a jersey of his. Dude, you know how devastated she's gonna be? That's her favorite player. Like that's the guy she loves rooting for, you know? And it's like it would really, really suck. Blake Snell is also you can talk about his walks. It seems like the whole league wants to hate on Blake Snell. You can be like, Blake Snell's not ready early on in the year. Dude, when it comes down to crunch time, I trust Blake Snell probably more than any pitcher I've seen on the park. Maybe Joe Musgrove. I trust Joe Musgrove more. But, dude, he's a dude. In a big-time moment, you want him. Juan Soto, big-time moment, you want him at the plate. You still got a couple of those guys. You got Manny Machado. You got Fernando Tatis. But you had a bunch of those guys. And you had two really young guys. And you had these young building blocks. And it seems like you're getting in a scary spot now. So I hope I'm wrong, obviously, but I don't want to see them trade Ha-Sung Kim. I put out a little poll on Twitter. I think over 200 people have voted on it so far. It's only been up for like an hour. It's like 70% of people think that it makes more sense to trade Ha-Sung Kim than Jackson Merrill, which I understand, but I also don't want to trade Ha-Sung Kim. Like I get the control. I get that. We've talked about that. But you know what we also are just ignoring right now is like they haven't developed guys. They haven't been able to do that. Is Luis Campusano the second best developed player, position player for the Padres in the AJ Preller era outside of Fernando Tatis? And he has what, like 300 at bats last year? Is he, Chase? We've got Manny Margot. Who else are we talking about here? Like Hunter Renfroe? Like they're like okay.
They got better when they left.
Yeah.
Anyway, so going back to that poll, there's 236 votes right now, and 69% of the people would rather trade Ha-Sung Kim than Jackson Merrill as of this point, which I understand why y'all feel that way, but I can't take that gut punch right now. Already got 1-2 punt. Already got the 1-2 combo. Don't make it a third.
Yeah. Hey, Chase, at least we got the Niners, right? At least we got the inevitable.
That is true. At least we do have the Niners. We do have the Niners right now.
Now, I say at least we have the Niners, but we've also don't act like our Niners fandom hasn't been absolutely devastating in our lifetimes. You know, we didn't see the Super Bowls, man. We get to see the Kyle Williams, let me double fumble the punt. Let's lose a Super Bowl and not run the ball to Frank Gore. I'm not going to keep. I'm getting negative right now, but let's hope.
Sanders overthrow.
A lot of them, bro. A lot of them. That's been my whole sports life, unfortunately, man. I feel like I'm not even like feeling negative right now, but it's just like that's what I've watched, bro. I want to see teams win. That's why when people are like, well, and this is the part where it's like, well, this team's more talented than it was in 2017. It's like, yeah, they sucked in 2017, man. Like, and good, I was watching. Milestone.
That's not a good comparison.
No, I was watching. Yeah, dude, I was watching. Like, I was so pumped over Francisco Mejia, but I don't want to be pumped about Juan Soto. I don't want to be pumped about Francisco Mejia. Like, oh man, dude. Like, I don't know. I want to watch good teams, man. And that's what I think. That's why you saw just San Diego blow up for the Padres. And I don't want that to end. Like, and I feel like this is just fast forwarding it to end. And I know people are going to disagree. That's totally fine, dude. Like, that's completely fine. But that's just how I feel, where I'm like, dude, I'm just getting scared for it. Like, and anyone that's like, oh yeah, like it's better than it was 5 years ago. It's like, okay, what is that? Like, you were a borderline 500 team opposed to the bottom three team in baseball. Like, dude, that's not success. That's chasing, you know, being mediocre. Like that's, yeah. So I don't know, man. And that's why I don't like this move. And if Kim walks or whatever, it's like, you don't get that much. Like, okay, well, shoot.
At least he walks. At least he chose to be on a different team.
trading a guy hurts in a different way, huh? And I know, like, the value and everything like that, it, like, it says no to it. Like, and that's the thing about this Kim trade is, like, the value tells you, like, yeah, you probably should trade him. You know, I didn't pull it up here, but, like, you pull up his Baseball Savant, like, dude, he had a 3 percentile hard hit. You know, like, that's not good. He doesn't have the best bat, but he gets on base. He's fast. He does every single thing else besides, like, absolutely tear the cover off the baseball. Like, you,
I don't know. Kim as a number one hitter was insane.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, that's true. So it's like, and he got on base and he stole a lot of bags last year. What do you have? I think he had 30 some steals, right? He had 38 steals last year. That's valuable, dude. We saw that. We saw some of these teams, like, you start stealing bases. Look what the Diamondbacks did with that. The Diamondbacks ran so much that it was scary for teams, dude. So
Corbin Carroll.
I don't know. I don't want to see Kim traded. I would rather see Kim walk in the offseason. I would rather see Kim walk in the offseason and the Padres be competitive this year and try to be competitive this year than they trade him and start getting into this scary spot where it feels like they might start trading other guys like a Manny Machado. That's where I'm at, where I'm like, dude, you can't blow it like that. So that's overall, that's my thoughts. Chase, do you have anything else on Ha-Seong Kim?
No, I think we covered everything. Just please don't trade him, man. Don't tear the fans' hearts out their chests. I know, according to Twitter, everybody wants to trade Ha-Seong Kim. I get not wanting to trade Jackson Merrill, but at the same time, you can throw him in the outfield if you really want to, and then you can have both. I don't see a reason why you can't have both right now.
Dude, big time. Especially like right now, like if Manny's DHing or he's not playing third right away, they talked about moving Merrill to first base. You can move Crone to second. Like there's also that way to start the year. Now left field for Merrill makes the most sense. It seems like there's kind of going to be a competition out in left field, but I'm with you, dude. Like, I don't think that's what you need to do to trade. I think you can, I mean, even if you can spend like $30 million this all, like $30 million on the rest of the roster, like I don't know if they can, but if you can, like, so good. The other thing is Kim also has a cheap contract right now. That's the whole thing, right? We're talking about trading for Max Kepler. It's like, okay, then why would we trade Kim? Right? Like, why would we trade Kim if we're going to try to trade for Max Kepler? That makes no sense. Like, I guess because it's a position of need, right? That part makes sense. But, like, in terms of, like, swapping out a guy that's going to produce roughly the same, it's like, okay, it's kind of like, yeah. I don't know. I'd rather Kepler's you go.
He's a lefty that plays a different position that puts up the same numbers. Yeah. With a little bit more power.
Yeah, like more hitting production versus Kim, more fielding production. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this offseason. I hope that they don't trade him. I hope that they try to be competitive. Another thing is if you don't trade Kim in the offseason, this will be my final point. If you don't trade Kim this offseason, you can trade him at the deadline if you're not good. Like, trading him at the deadline to a team that's like, oh my god, our shortstop. Let's say the Twins are really good, and we know that Carlos Correa has all the injuries, right? Like, he gets hurt and stuff. He wasn't very good last year. They're good, right? What if they wanted him, right? Like, okay, you could trade him there. Like, there's gonna be so many teams that really need him, and like, how much less are you really getting for a team to try to make a playoff push where they know they're in a playoff spot than them trading for him on a one-year deal? I don't think the fall-off is that crazy, right? Because the demand gets way higher at the deadline. So I don't think it's that crazy, especially because he's cheap. And a lot of these guys that are on contracts right now, like the MLB is so full of these like super mega contracts with these high-end players where it's like if you can add one for a cheap amount of money and you can standard luxury tax for a lot of these teams, that's what they're going for. So I think it makes more sense to do that. Another thing, Chase, if they trade him at the deadline because they're not good, I have zero issues with that. Zero issues at all. Oh, that is totally fair. So I think that would make way more sense. At least have him to start the year, right? So, all right, guys, I think it's gonna do it for today. Tomorrow we're gonna be talking about some cheap guys to add because that's where we're at, right? We're cheap guys to add. So we're gonna be talking about left-handed starters. There's four guys we like, so we're gonna talk about them. But thank you all for listening and. Please do not trade Ha-Seong Kim.